Yesu yoze wabori gade.
Praise Jesus, brethren.
Musiwe mutia mburi nira mkama wafu Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Mbura mburi mutia.
And how is your lives?
Mburi zaku muganda wo.
We pray for us, your brother.
Mugabe muganda fo mkuru watulinze.
Tell them that our Father is waiting for you in heaven. Wish them the best, which come from the living God. And that is the Father. That's the name of Jesus. He sends His Spirit, and He does all things for us.
And
by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa,
and our
Bible reader, Pastor Robina. We love you all. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for deciding to seek for truth. As you seek within the book of the Lord. The book of the Father within heaven. Which He sent we His children. Praise Jesus so much. Just as we
had
in Isaiah 34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and read.
So
the Spirit of the Lord gathered all things.
Things.
We move on to see the schemes of the devil unto God and unto His church. Praise Jesus. We remember that our home is in heaven, like Philippians 3:20 tells us. But there are schemes. There is the scheme of the devil. He who made schemes which hinder us get back home in heaven. Praise Jesus.
And
even though our Father is up waiting for us, just as the prayer is in Luke 11, and we pray that our Father in heaven, and we the children, we are right on this world, and He expects us get back home.
Tells
us in 1 Timothy 6:7, that we brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing. In the midst of the journey to head back home, there is a number of schemes to get the human being to get back their home country. And we heard in Isaiah 14:17. That the devil never lets his captives get back their home country. Even though we have our home, which is in heaven. According to Hebrews 11:8-16.
Now,
by the schemes of the devil, he moves on in us to get back to our home country. That's why the Father decided to take me the journey of heaven. To bring you to know how heaven is, and the skills which can hinder you to get back there. For He, the Father, speaks in Jeremiah 22:10, that cry not for the one who dies there than one who goes, but weep for they have not gone back to their home country. What hinders us get back to our home country? They are the schemes of the devil, and we studied them for a long time. When we studied how to separate the Spirit of God and His works of righteousness, the Spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. Why did we study that word? The children of God who are meant to get home in heaven, they must be led by the Spirit of God. Like in Romans 8:14. Praise Jesus. Now, if there is another power parting spirit, you
will
not be able to make it home in the kingdom of heaven. Now the Spirit is trying that it brings us to know these schemes. We are about to go see the right Christ and His church and the false Christ and their churches. After that, we shall see the right gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. And we separate it from the gospel of the devils. But today we want to move on to wind up, as we must be separate the spirit of God and his works of righteousness from the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. And we know we still stand in the seven heads of the beast. The beast known as the kingdom of the devil. We see the other part, which explains us of the seven heads, or the seventh mountain where the adultery sits, which is known as the healthy mountain, or the healthy head. Praise Jesus. And we see how the devil bases on his head and he passes through Jezebel, who sits on the beast, to mess up everything in the health sector. Praise Jesus. We first saw of the life of the spiritual realm, where our spirits came from and their lives, and we headed to see the life of the body, and that too we saw that they had totally gotten reduced. Praise Jesus.
So we're going
to move on that part, which concerns the life within the body. And that too the devil has messed it up. And that is totally finishing. Even though we saw how we still the life of the spirit. In reality, I've been giving you an introduction. Now we want to begin officially. We've begun the seventh head on what concerns the healthy of the devils, and now they confuse and mess up your life.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Like we first heard in Revelation 17 verse 9, we were taught like this. Revelation 17, verses
9.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The beast
known as the kingdom of the devil, it has seven heads, which are known as the seven mountains where the devil sits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we still see the mountain of the health sector of the devils, or how they messed up issues concerning your health. And in doing that, they move on to strengthen the number 666. These heads of the beast, according to Revelation 13, from verse 1, we are told this concerning them. Revelation 13, from verse 1.
Ne guyimirira ku musenyu gw'ennyanja, n'endaba ensolonga eva mu nnyanja, erina amayembe kumi n'emitwe musanvu.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yalaba ensolo,
he saw the beast
eva mu nnyanja,
coming from the sea. And this beast has 10 horns. But we've already covered these.
Major 10 fallen angels.
And these are the major 10 fallen angels, who usually walk behind the kings of this world and rulers. Praise Jesus. Right now we are seeing on the seven heads. And we are on the seventh head.
That
as the health, which is deceptive. Mountain of healthy, where the adultery sits,
to be
able to reign over people's lives and to totally pervert them, to kill and destroy their lives. When we explain of the beast, don't wait for a physical beast coming from the waters. We speak of the kingdom of the devils. Like it tells us in Daniel 7, verse 23. Daniel 7, verse 23.
Nayogera bwati nti, ensolo eyokuna eriba obwakabaka obwokuna mu nsi, obutalifaanana ng'obwakabaka bonna, era buli ensi zonna, era buli zisambirira, era buli zimenyaamenya.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Nsoleyo,
that beast,
it
means the kingdom of the devil. When you read the scriptures, don't wait for a physical beast to come from the waters.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes.
They waited for the beast to come out of the waters.
So, now,
when we study of its seven heads,
and
we move on today with the healthy head. The healthy which is deceptive.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Where they destroyed your life as they lied to you that you possessed it.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
try to tell you, don't say the beast is going to come from the physical waters. The other, it's the kingdom of the devil. And people within it can appear like animals.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They can eat their fellow human beings. They can walk naked, exposing their privacy. Like you see how animals appear. And don't be surprised people clothing the way you see them. And their private parts are almost outside. They can eat grass like miraa and marijuana. They can smoke cigarettes. They can do things which make them appear like animals. But this beast is not like a physical beast or animal. It's something which is with seven heads. It's a kingdom of the devil. Where there are people who can act like animals. They can have sex private, say public. Whether
you're
put on video, whether on the roadside they're doing things there, for the normal acts hide such actions. I think you've understood me clearly. And they appear like animals.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So
that's why we've told you. Don't wait for a physical beast or animal to come from the water. This is the kingdom of the devil. It's worked for a very long time.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much. Why they say that it's the kingdom?
Yes, you have
praise Jesus. The kingdom of the devil, they try to mean the spirit of the devil.
Like they tell you
that the spirit of God is the kingdom of God.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
It,
that spirit is in the midst of people.
Yes, yes. Maybe
all along you started and never went deep in this. But as you wind up the seven heads, you want to move on to understand what we try to tell you.
Like
Matthew 12:28. Let's read of this and we hear.
Matthew sura ya 12 onyolwa 28. Naye obanga nze ngoba daimoni ku bw'omwoyo gwa Katonda.
Have you
heard how the kingdom of God comes to the people? It is the spirit of God. It is in the midst of people. And they tell you the kingdom of God has appeared. There is what we call the kingdom of heaven. Those are the territories. But the kingdom of God is the spirit of the Lord. Now the kingdom of the devil, it's the spirit of the devil.
But
he's in the image of the animal. He can make people do things.
A
beast which has no form. And
it
can make people do things like of animals. Just as we had in Ephesians 2. When he says the spirit working in children of disobedience.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Now
anytime you hear beast,
and
it's from the many waters, think of the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil, and it works within human beings, or it's in the midst of people. It leads them to invent different things. things which are prophetic, but they take them to be part of their lives.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, now
it's what we bring unto you to understand. And when they speak of the many waters, like
you
hear the Spirit of God comes in the children of God, the Spirit of the devil comes in the children of the devils.
Was
the kingdom rising to reign in the children of the devils?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Here we try to tell you that these people were gotten from the children of God and they became children of the devils. And when they say that the beast comes from the many waters, don't think that physical water like of the sea. That Revelation 17:15 tells you that.
Revelation 17:15.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
Amazago,
those water
they try
to be the people. The multitudes. They may be of the games. They may be musicians. Those multitudes of people may be religion.
Or
beliefs of people who gather.
It
may be schools. As long as there are multitudes and groups of people. They may be either two people when they have gathered and the spirit of the devil uses them things which are not right. Different nations of the world, that spirit springs from their midst and the acts of the kingdom of the devil are manifest in them. What they say that and the beast came from the many waters. The kingdom of the devil arising from the midst of people. People begin to do things of the spirit of the devil.
So, mubufunzi.
Now, in brief,
as we started,
we end up with the seventh head of the beast, known as the seventh mountain. Here we speak of the healthy sector where there is deception. The kingdom of the devil is full of lies and battlings there. And when we started to summarize what concerns the number 666, for we told you initially that the number 666, it's the seal of the devil to seal the ones in his kingdom. They reigned over by the spirit of the devil. Like we had, they in the kingdom of God, they are sealed by the spirit of the Lord.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we discover that number 666, how it's being made.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
we discover the devil is responsible of the first six.
Then Jezebel.
And Jezebel is responsible of the second six. Now the false prophet is responsible of the third six.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Just as we understood in our studying. And we heard these words. That the seal of God of the Holy Spirit,
which is
spoken of in Ephesians 4:30. Let's read and hear. Ephesians 4:30.
So temuna kuwazango moyo mtukufu owa Katonda. Eyabateesaako akabonero.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We should not grieve the Holy Spirit who sealed us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So what do you see?
Now there is a seal of God which is put upon us by the Holy Spirit.
But
we discovered that that had been put within three words. These words
we
read in John 14:6 and they tell us this.
John 14:6. Yesu namugamba nti nze kubo namazima nobulamu.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Tuulidde ensiru ya Katonda.
We've heard the seal of God.
Itambulidde mu bigambo ebyo bisatu.
It moves within those three words.
Kubo,
the way,
obulamu,
the life,
namazima,
and the truth.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Wano tuba tutegedde ki?
Here we have understood what?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. If we understood the seal of God come from the seven spirits, according to Isaiah 11, we got the way, the truth,
mazima,
the truth,
n'obulamu,
and the life. And in on each we put 1 7. And we got a total of 3 for 7.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. And there we knew the Father,
Omwana,
the Son,
no
and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Now, when
we saw the seal of the devil, the number 666. I don't know whether I've grown fast. Am I fast? Just recapping the things we started with them.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. We've spoken like this. Ephesians 4:30. We were sealed by the Spirit of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
But
when the Spirit of God seals us, he uses seven spirits, which are in Isaiah 11, from verse 1 and 2.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
He seals us
with seven spirits. Isaiah
11,
verse 1 to 2. Now this seal, it was put within three words, which we studied in John 14, verse 6. And he says, I am the way,
amazima,
the truth,
n'obulamu,
and the life.
Yokana,
John 14:6. And he says, I am the way,
obulamu,
the truth,
n'amazima,
and the life.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So netugamba,
and we say, when he says, I am the way, that's the first seven. I am the truth. It's the second seven. I am the life. That is the third seven.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. And we found that this seal has moved in this Trinity form.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus. To come to pass that truly in heaven there are three witnesses, according to 1 John,
King James Version,
in the King James Version, chapter 5 verse 7.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And he says, there are three witnesses in heaven. There is the Father,
Chigambo,
the Word,
no more,
and the Holy Spirit.
Are
we together? To add on that, Matthew 28:8-19, we are told to be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Now,
that's why we saw the seal of God. Matthew 28:19,
they
tell us to be baptized in the name of the Father,
Omwana,
Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are summarizing it because we may be winding today what concerns separating the Spirit. We want to move on to see the right Christ and His church.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. The seal of the devil, which spoken of like this, in Revelation 13:15-16, they tell us this. Revelation 13:15.
Ekifaananyi eky'ensolo kiyoke kyogere era kisse bonna abatasinza kifaananyi kya nsolo. Newaliriza bonna abato n'abakulu, n'abagagga, n'abaavu, n'abeddembe, n'abaddu okuweebwa enkovu ku mukono gwabwe ogwa ddyo oba ku byenyi byabwe. Era omuntu yenna aleme okuyinza okugula newankubadde okutunda, wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero, erinnya ly'ensolo oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo. Awo wewali kubikulirwa essula ya 13:17. Era omuntu yenna aleme okuyinza okugula newankubadde okutunda, wabula oyo amaze okuteekebwako akabonero, erinnya ly'ensolo oba omuwendo gw'erinnya lyayo lyalyo. Awo wewali amagezi alina okutegeera abalirira omuwendo gw'ensolo, kubanga gwe muwendo gw'omuntu n'omuwendo gwayo 666.
Yes, yeah, but it's what?
Praise Jesus.
Told
us in Revelation 13, verse 17, that seal is the number 666, the seal of the devil. But in the same way, it too was put within three words.
Yes, yeah,
praise Jesus so much. Those three words told us within John 10, verse 10. And they tell us this. John 10, verse 10.
Omubi tajja wabula okuba n'okuta n'okuzikiriza.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Stand here, Jacob, and
the devil didn't come to do anything else but to steal,
okuba,
to kill,
okuta,
and to destroy.
N'okuzikiriza. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus so much.
Yeah, Jacob,
he came to steal,
okuta,
to kill,
n'okuzikiriza,
and to destroy.
Omumulimu obulamu gwonna.
Is there any life involved in that agenda?